So what we have to do is continue to love him and don't allow him to fall in love with us.
Don't allow him to fall in love with you.
Love him with all your might, all your heart and soul, but take care that he doesn't fall in love with you. Otherwise he'll deprive you of loving him. Because he falls in love with you. Take the caution.
So you think that's a good idea to put sort of pictures of Barbara all over your house? Is that what you think that's really cool?
I don't say anything.
Barbara said.
What I recall, I just tell you.
Barbara said it's a good
idea. This is the way of remembering. Yeah, but that doesn't mean that you should create an obsession for having pictures there, you see. Have pictures, set time when you make it a habit, you know. Don't you swear sometimes? Do you swear?
Oh, only sometimes.
Quietly. Instead of forming a habit of swearing, form the habit of remembering him. That will be your swearing. Sitting down, oh, Baba. Everything. Putting your first step, getting out of the threshold. These are the disciplines. Raise your mind. Allow it to focus on you. Remember. This is what you want yourself to do. There is something that is in you. And this is the discipline. To follow. And this is a life of discipline. Without having a compartmentalized life. But well, I will just be disciplined only for these 2 hours in the morning because that's my meditation hour. And the rest of the time I can do whatever I like. No. There will be a continuous process of this. Don't have compartments in your life, you see. And so this is set for just meditation and the rest is my own life. No. And this is known as sahaj. Living that life. Remembering him. Thinking of it while you first enter into your shower, you see, first drops of water. Oh, Baba, have that thing, you see. Speak out, remember it, think of it like that. So it will serve greater purpose than having all the pictures all over the wall, every inch of the wall covered with pictures. You can have oil paper there on your wall if you want. Why all the pictures there? But have pictures in the bedroom, sitting room, here and there that reminds you now and again. When you happen to forget that, then, I remember him like that. That's how it works.
And then to ask you, what did Baba say about things like sort of Baba groups putting on film nights and things like that?
What did Baba say anything about Baba groups putting on film nights? Telling people about Baba.
Formally, as I told you, he never wanted us to tell anybody about him. To withhold his name, he told us. Never to let out. Then there came a time when he wanted us to go forward and tell them. Our duty is to just bring his name to their ears. Your duty is done. Now it is his business. Whether the name that has been taken to his ear, how it goes into his heart, it is his business. Your duty is to carry his name from one ear to another ear. Yeah, don't withhold his name now. Because he wants us to give out his name. And he takes, take my name. He doesn't say repeat my name. Take it. There's a nice little talk that, I don't know whether Americans may have heard it. Have you all heard Rick Chapman on this issue called Take My Name? It's a beautiful thing. Yeah, we have got his take. He said it only recently. Take my name, Baba says. He says, yeah, he has never said repeat my name. Take, you know, what happens is there's a treasure. And There's a translation, you take it. Loot it. Take means loot. You know, there's an English word for loot. It's all in vernacular also. Loot it. Means take it as much as you can. I hope you take it. It's open for you all to take it. That's what he implies by take my name. This is the time when you can freely use my name. Take it, take it, take it as much as you can hold. It is good to have film nights, it's good to have meetings at least once a week, you see. Don't you all feel nice feeling that is here when you come here? Don't you all have that little nice feeling? You feel so calm and peaceful. Why? It's not that anything to do with Maharajad or anything. Because we remain in tune with him, tune with the one who is totally impressionless. We get in touch with the one who is impressionless. We invite those impressions of the one who is impressionless. And that's where that feeling settles upon. As soon as we go out again, the activities come with you all the time. We like mercury. We begin to behave like that. Never stable at any place. But then his name is such that gives us stability, that gives us strength. And a good feeling with that. So it is good to keep him constantly in our company. Make him a constant companion. That's what he says. Make me your constant companion. I stoop so low to come in your midst, he says. From where I am, just imagine that infinite and eternal reality. Stoop so low to descend into the realm of illusion and walk with us all as our companion. He won't do that. And give him company. Keep him as your companion. Is it too much for you to open your heart and welcome him when he himself stoops so low to come to us? So it is good for us to open our heart, to accept him. Whatever, him means not just, how can I accept him when I have my Lord Jesus Christ? There are many people who say that. How is it possible when I am a lover of Lord Krishna to accept him? All right, he doesn't say accept whom? Accept me. It is me. If you accept Lord Krishna the way he should be accepted, if you accept Lord Jesus Christ as he should be accepted, you are accepting me, he says. He doesn't want you to close doors to the object of your devotion. No, on the contrary, open wider and accept him, welcome him all the more. That is accepting him, that is welcoming him. But you don't do that. You want here, you want there, you want his blessing, you want that blessing, you want that. It's just that, it's the way of the mind. One very good figure Baba gave us. Two things he said. You see, it's a great blessing when one comes across his name and accepts him as he is. They don't try to analyze what he is and what's his name, what does it mean, and what is his pedigree or what is his family tree or here or there. Just it falls into one's lap, his name, and you hold it and accept it. That's an exceptional thing. It's a great blessing. It's the blessedness of his grace. But here he gives us a figure. He says, have you ever given a thought? He tells me that you are heiress, isn't it? I said, yes, Lord. What makes you say that you are heiress? My parents called me. Who are your parents? My father and my mother. What makes you say that they are your father and your mother? Because they say so. The world says so. How do you believe that they are? I accept them as mine. They are mine. I have accepted them as mine. So you don't go out to find out whether you don't go out to have a biological test whether your father has fathered you or see what the genes are or what the mother is and all go into the very root of the whole thing. If you were to do that, you'll spend your whole life in trying to analyze who you are, you see, whether you belong to them or you belong to others. But you accept it. And acceptance is such a thing that gives you stability, that makes you feel whole. And you are accepted, and they accept, and you accept it. And likewise, when I come in on this, if you try to analyze and if you try to find out, you see, whether I am that or whether I'm that or not, or that, this, that, of course, lose your whole lifetime and you waste the opportunity that comes to you is all lost. But if you happen to accept me as I am, you have been gambling all throughout your lifetime. Many, many incarnations, all the incarnations you have been gambling. Gambling is your real game that you have been playing with your life. You gamble. Every second of your life you gamble. You are not sure of your life, next instant what's going to happen, and yet you built a world for 100 years around you, for your children and this and that and all that. It's a gamble. You may not, you don't mind that way. Why can't you get people by accepting me? And I assure you with divine honesty that it will not be in vain, that gamble. Not be in vain. Yeah, that's what he says. Can't you? You have been gambling. You have a trade of gambling. You be a gambler and already gamble. I won't let you down, although you let me down, but I won't. I have come for that purpose, to give myself up to you. Why don't you give yourself up to me? This is what he demands. Then again you give another figure. He says, you want to come to me, eh? So well, you are in the States, and David wants to come, you know, past so many years he has that longing to come to me and all that. And he knows that he has to cross oceans, and he has that whole huge Atlantic Ocean has to be crossed, you know, to come to India, and then he has to cross the other continents and all that. So the best thing, and he wants to come, he has the longing to come, and he has the urge to come also, and everything is there. But then what happens, his mind is also. He says, what? The shortest and the easiest and the quickest way is by flight. Flight, yes. There are people who are flying. This is what Baba is trying to give us, a figure. But that's fine. But flight? How can steel structure like that can float in air? Anything heavier just falls. How can I dare do that? You see? I can't gamble that way. No, but it is the day. Don't you realize so many plane flights are there? No, but I don't. It's against the laws of gravity. It has to fall down, you see. No, but it keeps standing. You know, it flies. You know, it takes him shortest time. How does it take it? There is science behind it. What science is there? Let me study. So he, instead of taking the flight, what he says, I want to study the aeronautics. You see, what is it called? Aerodynamics. And he goes on trying to figure out, you see, what the weight and the wings and this and that and the engine and the horsepower of the engine and all that. He takes about 8-10 years. 6 years. Okay. He has said, he feels confident about that. But then, my God, we have been hearing of these loonies, you know, who take drugs. You see, I must find out who the pilot is properly. Hope he has not taken drugs. How can I accept him as the pilot? All right, I'm convinced now that the steel thing, you see, can take me because of the science that I've learned and I've got into it and I'm not sure of it. But how can I be sure that his life is? So you go on probing his life. His family tree. How was his father? Was he a loony there? Or what? Was he a lunatic asylum? Or did he kill somebody? Or has he got any... So you go on studying his life. You see. And by the time you are old, and Baba passes away from on his this is how we behave when it comes time and again. This is the third idea. Instead of accepting. There are people around you say that I am here, the father of my father and mother are these people, you see. And you accept that because the people said that. Why don't you accept what the people said then? People also say that, well, here is somebody who says that. Why don't you accept that? No, you do, but what about the world? He's telling us, you see, the world, he's telling the world. These are the figures he would give.
But isn't it also his will that people don't know about it? I mean, if Baba wanted everyone to know about him, they would.
But this is a secret between him and you. Not for the world. If you go and tell the world, they will be very complacent about it. Well, they think, come and find it out. This is true. This is true. That's what he does. But if you do that, to recognize him, at least recognize him as a teacher. Don't put a spoke there or put your foot in it. In the event. If you cannot belong to him, at least don't put an obstacle there. That you can do that. He accepts you when he wills you. But when the opportunity arises, don't be the cause of an obstacle in the room. That's a real thing. Everything is by his will. He says this, as we have just heard what he said. That is also by his will, isn't it? Isn't it? Yeah. So it is his will that we should pay heed to what he has said. So why don't you do it? But you can't do it. Isn't it his will? Yeah, that is also his will. But there are many people who hear it and do according to what he says. That is his will. There are many people who hear what he says and they don't do it. That is also his will. But who benefits by this? Does he benefit by it? Who benefits? The one who accepts. One who stays back to do it. It's all his will. That's true.